Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is your meditation on the four sources of anger. There is a lot of separated self energy in the room. But doesn't it feel pleasurable? All right, guys, let's get a little serious and breathe into our bodies. So I guess, just to speak to the energy in the room, anger can feel so pleasurable and joyful and playful. It's at the Brennan School, they told me this, and I said, anger doesn't make me feel happy, but there is a part of ourselves that can feel so much pleasure when we're pissed at somebody, and they've done us wrong, so you get to get mad at them. Or, what other alternative do we have? Could we work the five steps, right? Transform the anger, really realize how to reconnect to them, and find our part, our co-creation. In the last class, what we did was we explored how our own child consciousness, our own childhood wounds, actually created... There was a co-creation in our adult life when those negative patterns repeated, right? So there's a part of you that co-creates whether you were attacked or done wrong to. Did you guys get that? And so whatever situation you're in, anger can be useful to find your way back home to your core being. Because there's four major sources of anger. And I want, as I go through them, I want you to come into your bodies, kind of feel what might be waiting for transformation this weekend. So let's first start with the last one we talked about, which was we can take on other people's anger, right? So if my father abused me, I might be holding that abuse and his anger that he did that abuse with in my second chakra. So kind of come into your bodies and feel where that somebody else's anger is in your field. If you were sexually abused, chances are that sexual abuse had some anger in them from that person, because it's a power thing. So kind of breathe into that. And kind of track your field. Have you let somebody else's anger toward you, or gotta tell you, I think there's a lot of people who are Trump followers are actually resonating at Trump's anger that he's dumping into the world. Feel where it's held in the body and imagine it leaving like steam off hot cement. And really take note of it, for as when we do the interventions tomorrow, you'll be able to really, really know what you want to transform. Let's go to the next source of anger. Since we were talking about Donald Trump, let's try righteous anger. Sometimes we have righteous anger when somebody says every single Muslim is bad. What did he say? Maybe not everyone, but most of them. A lot of them. I don't know about you, but that pretty much triggers anger in my field right now. Feel it. The Holocaust, you know? When I'm with a client and I feel the consciousness of their mother belittling and attacking them, I have righteous anger against that mom. The mother bear energy is righteous anger. Righteous anger, if you are present with it, it can easily transform to power, a new sense of self, and forward movement. I certainly align to feel the righteous anger against my father for his abuse. When I really let myself come into it and transform it, I can then have a healthier relationship with him. Whereas if I keep it stuck, it will fester. What righteous anger do you have against somebody that did you wrong, and instead of going to the negative pleasure of you're bad, I'm good, feel the righteous anger, transform it, get curious about how to reinvest in your life from the place of power. Let's spend some time on that one. Feel the righteous anger as a sensation and emotion in the body. Allow the EO, Enlightened Observer, to come in. So it transforms back to wholeness. Just notice if you need to stand or move your body. So if there's not enough HVC, you can't transform it, right? Just notice a huge dichotomy between the people standing and the people sitting. Except for you, actually, Devetta. You guys, your fields are kind of small. I don't know if you can get transformation in the body. Your fields are shrinking. You're sinking into the couch. Yeah. Do you feel the difference? Yeah. Now that's transformation. Let's just breathe into that bigger field. Now let's feel about a boundary that was invaded. What anger related to boundaries might need transformation today? And we can link it to the last source of anger. Something that came from the past. Anger about the past. I remember when I was probably about 10 years old, and I made a special thing for my father and presented it to him, and he looked disgusted, said, "Don't bother me," and walked away. that image still haunts me sometimes. And it's like every time it comes up, I'm like, wow, I need to transform this sucker. What do you need to transform about a boundary and or about the past? And remember to bring that sixth chakra into the body. Don't float away. My blessed Nicole. Get angry, that's a great way. You know, all these, a couple really amazing things are happening in my life, and I was noticing earlier this morning, oh well, it's not enough, that energy. And I'm like, in the olden days, I would let myself feel annoyed, dissatisfied, but instead, I bring it into the body, feel it, transform it, and come back into my bigger self. Really feeling the annoyance, the anger. Every client this week came in angry. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm teaching anger this weekend. That was their issue. My cat Sydney was very busy. Crying at every door. It's really powerful to feel what's here. Very habituated to disassociate. So let that deepen in and just really be curious about what you want for yourself this weekend in terms of anger. Anger is about empowerment. It's about being the CEO of your life. Yeah. Take your own time and space to come in the room. Aho.
Aho. Thank you.